Folks, it's time for Understanding Golf Basics. Today, we're going to talk about the pitching wedge. What the heck is a pitching wedge? Let me set my glasses down here. This video, as a reminder, is for total beginners, people that have no idea about golf. So if you know a little bit about golf, this probably isn't for you, but for you people that have no clue and were wondering, what are all those golf clubs and what the heck is a pitching wedge? Let's do it. So a pitching wedge is marked with a W like this one. This is an old ping wedge from the 80s, I think, or a P on the bottom. A P or a W, most commonly. There's other ones, but let's just talk about that for now. And if you look at golf clubs, their irons are numbered 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the next one in order you think would be a 10, it's usually the pitching wedge. And in my case, I hit this club from, I hit a 9 iron probably around 130 yards because I'm weak. And the pitching wedge I hit 120, 115. Interestingly, the next club is usually the sand wedge, not always, usually the sand wedge. In my case, I hit that about 80 yards, which, you know, a 7-year-old can hit it farther than me. But it shows you the gap between the pitching wedge and the sand wedge. So this club is used a lot. So if you're, in my case, anywhere from 120 to 80 yards, I'll use this club, which means you have to hit it a lot of times with a half swing or a three-quarter swing. That's where the skill and creativity of golf comes in. That is what the pitching wedge is for. It's also used a lot around the greens for chipping. Not in the sand. It's not really built for that. And we'll talk about the sand wedge in another video. But if you ever see a club with a P and a or a W on it, you wonder, what the hell? I thought they all had numbers. Now they're on letters. What the hell's going on? That's what this is in the case of a pitching wedge. P or W, it's a pitching wedge. Now, what's beautiful about this club is it's kind of heavy, right? It's got some heft. So you can use it for a lot of purposes outside the golf course. A lot of holidays coming up. I'm shooting this in early December 2014. A lot of holiday dinners coming up. This is perfect if you don't want to talk to your relatives that much. And I totally understand. At dinner, if you are trying to get more butter or more, mashed potatoes, you can just use your wedge and reach out and slice off a big hunk of butter from those bricks they have in the butter tray or in the family mashed potatoes bowl and just scoop it up without saying a word. You don't have to ask anybody to pass anything and then bring the food back like this and then just plop it right on your plate. During the holidays, mistletoe is a big thing. Or maybe you don't want to use mistletoe. Maybe you're trying to avoid your loved one. But if you're trying to rekindle things, you could put mistletoe right on this portion of the club. And rather than having to hold mistletoe in your hand, it'll get all cramped up. Just hang it from your pitching wedge. You can walk around on it like this. Just hang it. And just say, happy holidays. And try to use your mistletoe off of your pitching wedge. The other thing, too, is this time of year in many parts of the country, you get in your car, you can't see anything because it's all iced up. Hey, you're not worrying. You got your pitching wedge. Get out, scrape it with this. You'll be rolling in no time. And you'll be getting out of those holiday dinners with family as fast as possible. Turn on the car, heat it up, scrape it with your pitching wedge. You're off to the races. Folks, those are the very basic basics about golf clubs. Folks, those are the very basics. Folks, those are the very basics of the pitching wedge. The shadows on my face. Hey, I'm not a production pro. Next, we'll talk about the sand wedge. Until then, don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.